That lets them know you're ready.
That's right. Good evening. This is the Tuesday, January 17th, 2006 meeting of the Carrboro Board of Aldermen. As you see, we have a very small quorum tonight. Two members are ill and won't be with us. In light of that, we will not be, if you're here for the work session of possible revisions to the vernacular architectural standards, we will not be discussing that, nor will we have a presentation from staff, but that will be moved to the next work session, and you'll be able to contact the town manager for that date.
Sorry to disappoint.
So is anyone here for the first item? Okay. If you're not here for the first item, I have a proclamation for JC Week. Is someone here for that?
Well, if they're here, you can go up.
Okay.
And get it to them.
If you would meet me over there. I'm the mayor pro tem, so I'm just substituting. No, I just get to stand.
Your Majesty.
Well, then I feel very privileged and honored.
And you are?
Christina Jarman. I'm the president.
Oh, great. Okay.
Nice to meet you.
We have a proclamation for JC Week. Whereas in 1929, the USJC established JC Week to celebrate its founding with 7 days of public relations opportunity for its member chapters. And whereas JC Week has always begins the third Sunday in January, and whereas the purpose for the local chapter is to become a source for good in the community, determining community needs and providing solutions by planning and facilitating fun, as well as serious community service projects, enhancing a diversity of young people through social participation to gain a unified effort to assist community development to charitable organizations, and whereas the Chapel Hill Junior Chamber, JC's, has actively involved itself in the life of our community for the future development of community leaders as an organization nationally in the state of North Carolina for the past 3 years, and whereas the Chapel Hill Junior Chamber JCs has contributed humanitarian projects such as membership drives, speeches by community leaders, North Carolina JC Burn Center Aid, Duke Cancer Center fundraising, support of the Ronald McDonald House of Chapel Hill, and Meals on Wheels, just to name a few. And whereas the Chapel Hill Junior Chamber, JCs, has adopted the basic tenets of purpose of brotherhood, free enterprise, government of laws, human personality, and services to humanity. Now, therefore, be it resolved that I, Joel Brown, the Mayor Pro Tem, the Town of Carrboro, North Carolina, do hereby proclaim January 15th to 21st, 2006, as JC Week in the Town of Carrboro, and urge all citizens to recognize the importance of community service to all of its citizens. So thank you very much for all the good work you did.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Give this to her.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I get a copy?
All right. I think that's the preliminary stuff. And now we will start with item two.
Item two is our Connect the Roads policy, Lloyd Street, North Greensboro Street area. At its meeting on October the 11th, 2005, the Board of Aldermen discussed an action plan for the downtown traffic circulation study. One of the items listed in the action plan is to hold a work session on connectivity between Lloyd Street and North Greensboro Street and consider for inclusion in the Connect the Roads policy. Staff recommends that the Board of Aldermen adopt the resolution receiving the report and provide guidance on next steps. And Dale McKeel, our transportation planner, has a presentation. Dale?
And for those individuals that just came in, because of our low quorum, two of our members are out sick, we are only going to have a presentation on the second matter, the Connector Roads policy. It was agreed by the Board of Aldermen that we were going to wait to adopt a resolution at a later time because of the absences of both of those members and their interest in this issue.
Good evening. I do have a brief presentation. Some of this is a repeat that some of you have seen before, but I wanted to make sure we had a good grounding in the Connect the Roads policy and then some information on the item itself. Carrboro has had a Connect the Roads plan since the 1980s. Nationally, since World War II, there's been a low level of connectivity in many communities across America. And for that reason, many communities have adopted plans and policies that promote increased street connectivity. As I mentioned, Carrboro's policy dates back to 1986. And there has been a high level of commitment to implementing the Carrboro Connector Roads policy as growth has occurred in Carrboro. Here are two, there are actually two different maps that show the current roads on the connector policy. This is the sort of the southern section of the community. Most of these connections are in the process of being built. This one is being built as part of a development off of Jones Ferry Road, and this one is being built as part of the new high school, the Carrboro High School construction. And then this connection up here between Merritt Mill Road and Brewer Lane was just added by action of this board back in June, or actually August. And then the northern map also shows connections that many of these are also underway. This connection through Lake Hogan Farms out to old NC 86 has been completed. This connection through this area has been between Homestead Road and going over toward Lake Hogan Farms. A portion of that has been is included in the Winmore plans and so forth. In the late 1980s and 1990s, there have been revisions made to the Connector Roads policy. In addition, in the late 1990s, there were some additional connectivity requirements added to the land use ordinance. The Connector Roads plan was also incorporated into the Northern Study Area, and is also mentioned in Vision 2020 with the statements that the town should continue to implement its Connector Roads policy. The 1997 overview of the Connector Roads plan does provide sort of a good overview of why we have this plan. It says the policy's purpose was to ensure that old and new developments and businesses in the town would continue to be connected to each other, both to disperse newly generated traffic and to give a sense of unity to the town as it grows. The roads in the plan were intended to provide a backbone for a more intricate grid of smaller connector roads. This is an illustration of some of the benefits that the connectivity provides. This is the area. No, I don't want to turn the power off. This is the Stratford Road, Autumn Drive. I'm sorry, this is Stratford. This is Cates Farm Road going south toward Main Street. And I'm sorry, toward Hillsborough Street. This is Stratford Road going up toward Homestead Road. At one time, this was the only connection through this neighborhood. And then there was a second connection on Windham Drive that opened up, I guess, about maybe 3 years ago. And when this connection opened up, the traffic did increase on this road from what it, originally there had been an actual divider in the road here when some of this was under construction. The traffic over here on Autumn Drive and on Stratford decreased, so the end result was that the traffic was more dispersed through this area, so it wasn't all centered on one street. There's been a lot of research in the planning world on connectivity, and some of the benefits that are often cited are that connectivity decreases traffic on arterial streets, provides for continuous and more direct routes that facilitate walking, biking, and transit, provides greater emergency vehicle access, and improves the quality of utility connections, facilitates maintenance, and enables more efficient trash and recycling collection. Some of the negative effects that are often cited for connectivity is that it raises level of through traffic on existing residential streets. It can increase infrastructure costs and impervious cover, requires more land to develop the same number of units, decreases the affordability of housing, and threatens the profitability of developments. I'm not citing all these I'm just stating that these are some of the comments that are often made, both pro and con for connectivity. Additional observations about the connector roads, specifically in Carrboro, connector roads help disperse traffic and promote the town's policy of not widening existing roads to provide additional lanes for automobiles. In addition to the connector roads policy, Carrboro has also promoted alternative modes of transportation, and Carrboro has promoted tools such as our residential traffic management plan to mitigate the impacts of connector roads, and specifically the additional traffic that might be a part of some connectivity. Okay, let's now get more specific to the connecting street between Lloyd and Greensboro. The reason we're discussing this tonight, as the town manager also said, was that it is one recommendation in the downtown circulation study. It's connection between Lloyd and Greensboro has been discussed several times over the past 25 years, and there was a more detail in your staff report about each of those instances. A lot of those previous discussions did focus on the Parker Street extension, and that extension is really no longer feasible because of the construction of the health center on Lloyd Street. There also had been discussion back in the 80s of an extension of Lloyd Street all the way up to Estes Drive. The most recent discussions had been in 1995. And just for reference, the current traffic on Lloyd Street is up close to Main Street. It's about 2,200 vehicles per day. There's already quite a bit of traffic on Lloyd. This is just a little bit of a reference map. This is North Greensboro Street, and in this area, Lloyd Street in this area. And as you can see, there are some connections from Lloyd Street down to Main Street and then over to Sunset Drive via Fowler and Starlight. But there's really no connection to the north or to the west. So even though this neighborhood is in sort of in the center of the community, and there are also, of course, the railroad tracks come through this area. So that has been a factor. This just shows where the city limits line is. Potential benefits and negative effects of a connection between Lloyd and Greensboro Street. I think they have many of the potential benefits and negative effects that we discussed previously. The benefits could include additional emergency access and alternative routes for bikes, pedestrians, and vehicles. The negative impacts could include increased traffic and possible reduction in development potential of some properties where a connector road might cross. For the purposes of this presentation, I wasn't comfortable at this point, just because we haven't really done a lot of research on this, I wasn't comfortable putting a line on a map, but did want to show sort of some study areas for possible connections. One would be a connection up to from Lloyd Street to Mulberry Street. Another, this was referred to as a Willard Street extension back in the in some of the discussions previously, even though there's really not a right of way or a street called Willard Street at this time. But anyway, this is an extension from Greensboro over to Lloyd in this vicinity. And then another possible alternative would be an extension of using the railroad right-of-way through here and then extending over to Hosiery Street in this area. And this was one that was mentioned in the downtown circulation study. Of these possible alternatives, I'll just run through those very quickly. A connecting street and the alternative of Willard Street, as I mentioned, that was discussed in 92 and 94. This street would be located south of the Cedar Court condominiums on North Greensboro Street. It could impact a Fitch Lumber Company storage area as well as residences on the Greensboro Street side of the tracks. And it also might impact parking for the Piedmont Health Service.
Dale, Jackie has a question.
Yeah. Okay. What do you mean by impact?
Well, at this point, I really haven't done enough research to say what those impacts might be. But what I'm saying is that the location of that, of a connecting road in this.
The maps we're looking at, you can't tell whether there are houses or
right,
what.
And I do have an aerial photo okay. We can look at in a minute. But yes, there is a Fitch Lumber Company site back mm-hmm. in this area, and there are residences along North Greensboro Street. And as well on the Lloyd Street side, the parking lot for the health center extends all the way back into this area.
Thank you.
the Hosier Street and the railroad spur connection that was discussed in the downtown circulation study. It would likely have to cross a portion of the Carmel Mall site. It also would require, could require that a new spur line be built to serve Fitch Lumber Company, because it would use the existing spur line that, that goes over to Fitch at this time. And the town has also received a development application for property located directly north of Hosiery Street on Lloyd Street.
And is that commercial or residential?
I believe it's this commercial office. The third alternative would be this connection extending Lloyd Street to Mulberry Street. It would not provide a direct connection between Lloyd and Greensboro. It would provide a connection via two residential streets, Mulberry and Pleasant Drive. The town does own much of the right-of-way that would be needed to make this connection. However, the topography may make a crossing difficult and expensive. Some additional considerations: if a connector road is added to the connector roads plan, the land use ordinance would require that a connector road be built as part of future development or redevelopment. As we've already discussed, there is existing development on some of the properties where a connecting street would be placed, and due to this existing development, it could be many years before the plan for a connecting road could be implemented. All the portions of the connector road could possibly be built as properties are developed or redeveloped. And the thought behind this is that, I mean, this could be a situation similar to the discussions we had over with Brewer, the connection between Brewer Lane and Merritt Mill Road, that we knew that that connection was not going to be implemented or built immediately, but we wanted to have something on the in the plan so that when redevelopment did occur, that there would be a connection in place, even though we knew that redevelopment might, it could occur many, many years into the future. So possible next steps for your consideration would be to request more research be done on one or more of the alternatives. A very important consideration is to determine whether an at-grade crossing of the railway is likely to be approved by Norfolk Southern. It's my understanding that in a lot of other communities, if a new rail, a new crossing of the Norfolk Southern line is requested, they are requiring one or two or even three existing crossings be closed. Well, that's, you know, really not a feasible alternative for us here. If we close three crossings, we wouldn't have any connection to the east. But this was something that would need to be researched if the town is interested in moving ahead with any of these alternatives. If it's likely that an at-grade crossing would not be approved, we also would want to review the feasibility of crossing over or under the railway. As an alternative to a vehicular crossing, or in addition to a vehicular crossing, another next step would be to review the feasibility of bicycle and pedestrian-only connections between Lloyd and Greensboro streets. And as many of you know, there is already quite a bit of pedestrian activity between Lloyd Street and the Carmel area, and currently it's not a particularly safe or accessible connection, and there could be some improvements made for that. And also a possible next step would be to schedule community meetings and opportunities for public comment. Staff recommendation is to adopt the resolution receiving the report and then providing some guidance on next steps. And I did have an overhead that shows the this is North Greensboro Street here. This is Lloyd Street through here. This is the railroad. So the and this is Hosiery Street. So the railroad spur, the road would have to come through here in some way. The so-called Willard Street connection, I believe what was proposed in the early 90s would have it come through somewhere in this location. But as I mentioned, there's also, this is the Fitch Lumber property. This, since this photograph was taken, this parking lot has also been extended to the north.
Because of the addition.
It's needed.
And then the Mulberry Street currently terminates right here, and so that connection would be coming through somewhere in that area.
John?
Phil, isn't there a lack of also pedestrian traffic between Mulberry Street and the end of Lloyd?
Is there? Yes, yes. In fact, you can, if you look closer, you can see sort of a path right here. Right. There's also, this is a path that a lot of pedestrians currently take.
Randy?
Dale, the road adjacent to Harris Teeter, would that become the entranceway to Harris Teeter? How does, because Harris Teeter has an entrance exit right onto Greensboro.
Right.
Yeah. Would that be shifted?
That was the recommendation in the circulation study, that if this road were built here to close off this driveway and have a driveway into Harris Teeter.
Yeah, is that something Harris Teeter is amenable to, or
we haven't had those discussions.
Okay.
I mean, this,
so that would be,
this is very, very preliminary.
Okay.
Any other questions? John?
You mentioned that discussions in 92 and 94 were held on the connection with Parker and Dealer Road or something like that, Wheeler?
Yes.
What were the pros and cons at that time?
I believe they were very similar to what I've discussed tonight. You know, the Parker Street has really been taken off the table because of the construction of the of the health center, and with the Willard Street, there some of the considerations at that time were the impacts to existing houses on Greensboro Street. I don't think that the Willard Street was anticipated to require the removal of any of these houses, but there may have been some outbuildings that would have been affected.
Have you had any early feedback from the Broad Street, Lloyd Street neighborhoods about?
No. In fact, there was a statement in the staff report that we really haven't had, you know, any sort of public involvement on this. Even though I will mention that when the downtown circulation study, this was something that was the connection between Lloyd and Greensboro was brought up at the public meeting that we had, I believe, in December of 2004. And that was one reason why the consultant included that in the final report, because there was some interest expressed in looking into that at the public meeting then. But
what in the picture is I'm trying to figure out where the Estes Parks apartments. So there's a major, and people walk from behind Estes Park.
Yeah.
On the railroad tracks.
It's off of the map, but the Estes Park is sort of north of this area.
So they come out on Broad or on Lloyd?
I think there is some pedestrian traffic from Estes Park Apartments out over to Pleasant Drive.
Okay.
Over in this way, but then there may be
a lot of people walk the railroad tracks.
Yeah. Just around the tracks,
yeah. And they come in on Mulberry or behind Teeter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You say there is. I'm sorry.
Okay, it's a work session.
There is costly construction if we at the end of I believe you said Lloyd Street and Mulberry?
Well, there is there's a development application that's been received for this property right here. Is that?
I think he's talking about the end of the connector portion with Mulberry and Lloyd.
Right.
And so there was a comment in the staff report that because of the topography.
Topography, right.
And what's the problem there?
Well, this property just drops off once you get back in this area. It's fairly low and it would require some sort of structure or a lot of fill to construct a bridge across this area. Mm-hmm. I mean, construct a road across this area.
Is it always necessary for the Norfolk Southern to have a trade-off for the to have the crossover? Will they always close out two other crossovers? Is it a formula that they follow?
Well, I think they have to weigh a lot of different considerations. One is how important the line is to them and how much traffic there is on the line. And we haven't had any direct conversations with Norfolk Southern about this, but I did speak with the someone in the North Carolina DOT Rail Division about that. And so that's their experience across the state, that typically there's a request to close other rail crossings when a new crossing is created.
Within the same municipality or?
On the same line.
On the same
preferably,
line.
Preferably, yeah.
I have a question. So does the line go from Fitch and go south to the university, or does the line allow itself to go? I mean, I've seen it go all the way through, near Sewell and everything. Is that correct? Mm-hmm. Is my understanding of where it's going north correct?
Yeah, this is the main line, and this is just a spur going over to Fitch Lumber.
Oh, okay.
Dale, if we do a connection somewhere in the end there of Lloyd, let's say, that will relieve. You think that will reduce the traffic? Probably on Lloyd. On the exit, on the end of that neighborhood. And right now, all the traffic, I imagine, is because of the clinic, the businesses that are there, childcare, and the residents, right? And then maybe a few of them who live in Chapel Hill on that neighborhood come across. Well, I don't know. I don't know if they save any time, but.
We haven't done any extensive traffic modeling or studies of the area, but I would anticipate that a lot of the traffic, as you said, is just going back and forth on Lloyd, and so this would provide another connection over to Greensboro, and perhaps avoiding some of the congestion in the downtown area. But it would also provide an opportunity for cut through traffic to go from Greensboro to Maine as an alternative to coming through here.
I got a question. But hadn't there been some discussion, and I know I'm going way back in my memory, there's been some discussion that, I don't know what they're going to do with Carolina North, but that they were talking about moving a portion of Estes over, and I guess for the board, I'd like us to think about if we were to consider, and I'm not saying that we should consider a connection, what people may do in the future to cut through if there's increased traffic on that side of Estes. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but if we connected Lloyd to Estes 15 years from now or whenever Carolina North really gets going, it could turn what is now a neighborhood street into a major thoroughfare.
That's what I'm saying.
Which would really be...
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about,
yeah.
The unanticipated consequences connection. Normally I'm... As everyone knows, I'm normally for connection roads. So, but I'm trying to think about it, sort of a not just 10 years down the road, but 20 yeah. years.
But if you connected hosiery to Lloyd, I mean, that's a different kind of connection than Lloyd to Estes.
Right. I'm just saying the Mulberry Street.
Lloyd to Estes would also, well, I mean, if you think further down the road and you think light rail or the potentiality of any other rail use, they would be parallel.
We're 40 years from now.
And it would discourage people from using light rail rather
exactly.
than encourage.
Right, right.
Got to make it hard to drive.
Exactly. mm-hmm. About something.
Hey, yeah.
Because everyone knows I like connector roads. Yeah, right. Well, what's the board's pleasure? Do you want to adopt the report and then make recommendations later? Or do you want to wait till the other brethren come, make them watch the...
Yeah.
Ask them to watch the discussion that we've had.
Let's wait for our invalids to recover, because I know both of them have a lot of have strong feelings about this.
The only thing that I would say, so the invalids can watch the presentation, is that I would, if there was any connection, the only kind of connection that I would be for would be bike and pedestrian, because that seems to make sense.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
Unless we hear, I haven't been hearing from the neighborhood, and this is a neighborhood that if they need and want something, they're not shy about making their needs and wants known.
That's
so I would agree with Joel on the, we definitely probably could use stronger bike and pedestrian. Use stronger bike and pedestrian.
I think the immediate neighborhood needs to be very much involved, because the pedestrian and bikeway, such as it is heavily used, and is heavily used by the folks in the neighborhood. So I would want to hear how they would weigh in. But the other recommendations for research and looking at the other possibilities with the railroad, I think, are important to know anyway. So I think we should pursue that.
And, ma'am, we normally don't, but, you know, we're not. Does anybody mind if she just...
No.
Okay, come on up.
Alana Calvinis, potential board
member. You normally...
I have a quick question about this connection here. I drove through there tonight just to take a look.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the parking lot is packed. I was pretty surprised, even late at night. So my concern here would be twofold. One, I know we have such a difficult parking situation as it is in Carborough, so taking out some of this parking could be a significant impact. And the other thing is, because of the spur here, the turning lane into here is very short. It's like one car. So I think that when we take a look, if that's a potential here, we have to take a look at, you know, the impact of number of cars parking, turning lanes that probably may not be able to be built, and so on. You know, definitely require a traffic light or something, because otherwise people will never get in and out of that area. So that was just something I wanted to add into the, you know, thought process as the proposals are put together.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. Well,
regarding the, there was one other thing I didn't mean to mention, and regarding the bicycle and pedestrian connections, the town of Chapel Hill is looking at some connections to their Bowling Creek Greenway, some bicycle and pedestrian connections sort of through this area over toward Bowling Creek. So, so that's and also and providing access to Carver residents as well. So that's something else in the bicycle and pedestrian that's in this general area.
Well, we know the final plans on that. Do we know where they want to build them?
They do. They have hired a consultant who's looking at several different options for going through that area.
When would they report back to them?
I do not know what their timeline is. I think it's sometime later this year.
Okay. There was a walkabout with that, and actually we ended up walking across from Umstead to J Street and down just to look at the possibilities of that. So there, I would say that was in October.
Right.
So, yeah, soon.
Okay. Well, we're going to sort of continue this discussion later if there aren't any more questions from the board. We're not going to adopt the report yet, and we'd ask staff to bring it back to us and to provide two copies in the packets for the missing and invalid board members for the weekend. We thank staff for that presentation. Normally when we have work sessions, we don't, we just talk about the items on the work session. I did have a question just to make sure if people understood that on Thursday, the meeting is going to start at 6:30. Is that correct? Okay. Do all of the applicants know that it starts at 6:30? I just want to make sure that someone doesn't show up at 7. And if there's a way that we could call or email all of them just to make sure so people don't come late. Is that possible?
I've not been involved.
Okay.
In the
you did get emails? Okay. Okay. Great. Then we can mark that off the list. The other thing is that I want to bring this up to the board. Due to the fact that we do have 12 applicants, there were two things that I wanted to bring up. One was that two of us come a little earlier in the on Thursday so that we could select, close our eyes, pull names out of the hat, and put the list, and that we be responsible instead of staff because we're the responsible parties for selecting the aldermen. So who would like to volunteer? Because we only need two because we don't want to set a quorum, and then we'd have to put out a notice that we're going to meet here at 6:15 to do that. So which two would like
to volunteer? All right. I'll do it. I'll be here.
Okay.
I'll be here by 6:15.
I'd rather you did because I'm a little tight around
that. Okay. All right, then. I'll meet you here at 6:15 then.
Sounds good to me.
Okay. The other thing is that we're going to have we're going to have to figure out time, and that we have to apply the time clock to everyone because of the number of applicants, so that I know that Sarah has a time clock and that we would do that on a consistent basis. So
I had been thinking, fresh from the campaign trail myself, and this year we had a debate every 15 minutes, I think. I think 2 minutes is plenty of time to answer, and I did the math, and if we each ask one question and all of us, especially myself, discipline ourselves to just ask a question and not make a statement, and we have 12 candidates, and that's 2 minutes each to answer. That's 144 minutes worth of answers, and probably add another 10 minutes to each panel, either end on that, and a 15-minute break in there somewhere. And that has us close to 160 minutes.
Okay. That sounds good to me.
Which is that a lot of time.
How many panels are we looking at?
Three.
Three.
Because
okay.
They will be sitting
three,
where.
Three,
I just want to be clear.
Three, four-member panels.
Three,
four-member
panels.
They'll be sitting where staff normally sits. And we'll place the time where people will be large enough for those of us who are nearsighted or farsighted couldn't see.
And who is there an official timekeeper? Will somebody do that? Can we appoint one of the folks who are absent? and hold up cards. Remember during the debates
right.
where they hold up cards?
Right. So if
yellow,
we could
green,
have
red.
A 2-minute card and a 1-minute card, that would be helpful.
And like a 20-second card or something.
Yeah.
So they can.
The red card comes out.
You're watching too many soccer games. So is that agreeable to everyone?
Thank you.
Okay.
Maybe Randy can help us get some of those cards.
I'll bring the cards.
Okay.
I'm not holding them up.
Okay. Do we have anything from the attorney?
No, we called the attorney.
Town manager. Okay, then. Well, from the board?
Yes, please.
Okay.
I have been very disturbed and insulted recently to hear of the emails coming out of a portion of Chapel Hill to the school board demanding that the school not be named after Carrboro, saying that it could decrease property values and that it would lessen the prestige of the school in admissions office's eyes. I have been paying for the Chapel Hill Carrboro school system for 30 years. We pay higher taxes to have the school system, and I will gladly continue to pay it. Many of the people who are currently complaining and don't want Carrboro on their precious child's transcript moved here for our school system. They moved here for the school system that those of us that live in Carrboro and have lived here for a while and moved here not for the school system but developed the school system once we got here, paid for the school system that attracted you here in the first place. If our taxes are good enough to create the school system that drew you here and are good enough to fund the education of your child in what is one of the premier school systems of this country, then our name is good enough to be on the building. The children in my family attend and have attended Chapel Hill High, and that's fine with me. I don't really care what the name of the school is that they go to as long as it's a good school. But to imply that those of us who have been paying for your child's education are not good enough to have our name on the building that your children go to is deeply insulting. And I would ask you to please consider what you're saying and to maybe try get over in yourselves a little bit. Thank you.
Well,
I'm done.
Nothing be else said. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Is there a second? All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? We stand adjourned.